Chapter 28. I do have a bike, though, Hatter said. Wanna see? He led Jin to the hangar his mother used. A combination of droids and people were unloading the freighter with maglifts. Hatter waved at them cheerfully as he led Jin to the back of the building, where a speeder bike was propped against the wall. It was a patchwork affair, cobbled together from different parts. You made this? Jin asked. Hatter nodded proudly. If you have skills like this, you should be the one to work on that broken droid. Oh, I have, Hatter said. That hunk of junk is beyond help. It's futile. Mom probably just didn't want you to think you were getting charity. You don't look like the type to like charity. Jin glowered. She didn't like charity. And she didn't like the fact that both Akshaya and Hatter were apparently perfectly fine with deceiving her into taking it. Hatter, however, was completely oblivious to Jin's scowl. Come on, he said, throwing a leg over the speeder and scooting forward in the seat for Jin to join him. She climbed aboard behind him. He flicked the repulsor lift, muttering, Come on, come on, under his breath as the engine warmed up. The speeder wobbled as the repulsors kicked on, and he adjusted the capacitor dials. Ready? He asked. Hold on. Jin tentatively wrapped her arms around his waist. With a lurch, the speeder bike zoomed forward. They raced through the tall blue-green grass, the long strands whipping against their legs. Hatter whooped in glee, leaning forward into the cool wind and pulling Jin with him. Jin looked behind her at the trail they cut through the grass, but Hatter's eyes were focused on the horizon. He pushed the bike harder and harder, and Jin knew he was imagining what was just beyond the horizon. She let herself fall into the joy of it. The speed, the wind, the reddish light as the sun dipped down. The startled vulpers that leapt through the grass, their long, silky tails swishing as they chittered angrily at the speeder. The faster they went, the more Jin let herself pretend there was nothing more than that moment there. Nothing but speed and wind. Her fear and anxiety melted away. She let her hands slip from Hatter's waist, trusting him to keep the bike steady. She raised her arms up, tilted her head back. She closed her eyes. She was flying. Hatter kicked at the controls, and the speeder started to turn, circling around. Jin gasped, her heart lurching. She grabbed Hatter as the bike spun out of control. He whooped with laughter as he let go of the handlebars, twisting to hug her as they slid off the bike together. The speeder went a few meters without them before petering out. And together, Jin and Hatter hit the tall blue-green grass and rolled, the momentum forcing them to wrap their arms and legs together as they whirled through the grass. When they finally slowed to a stop, Hatter was on top of Jin. She pushed him off. What did you do that for? She asked, standing, feeling a little wobbly after their unexpected dismount from the bike. Hatter grinned. It just seemed like fun, he said. We could have broken our necks. Hatter stretched out in the grass. Yeah, but we didn't. Besides, we weren't going that fast. Jin couldn't help laughing at him. Mum'll be at the refinery until late, Hatter said. We don't have to go back in. When Jin didn't move, he added, You always look as if you're about to run away. You're allowed to just, I don't know, sit? Jin shook her hands, trying to dispel the nervous energy that was already winding its way inside her. She reminded herself that she liked being on the move. She had loved the spontaneity of Saw's missions. How she'd never known if he'd knock on her door with a blaster and orders to fly halfway across the galaxy, or if she'd spend the day training. She didn't know what to do with herself when she had neither a mission nor the expectation of one. Hatter sat up and patted the patch of grass beside him. Jin sat down tentatively. Hatter broke off a blade of the long grass and handed it to Jin before popping one in his own mouth. Jin shifted uncomfortably, not used to Hatter's intense gaze. What? She asked, more aggressively than she'd intended. "Your eyes are strange," Hatter said pleasantly.
"You do realize that's not a compliment."
Hatter grinned. "Yeah, it is. They're unique. I like that." Jin tried to look away, but she could still feel his gaze on her.
"It's like they shift color in the sunlight," he continued,
oblivious to her discomfort at his attention. "Like there are hollows in them or something."
"My father used to say that it looked as if there was stardust in my eyes," Jin said. "He called me that sometimes. Stardust."
Hatter repeated the words softly.
"Yeah," he said. "I like that."
He paused, and Jin felt him look away, up toward the sky that was settling into dusk.
"So, what happened to your father?" he asked.
Jin shrugged, not answering him.
It was easier to say he was dead. But she didn't want to speak the lie in that moment.
Without realizing what she was doing, she started to fiddle with her kyber crystal necklace.
"Nice rock,"
Hatter said casually. She dropped the crystal as if it had burned her, letting it fall against her chest, then quickly tucked it back under her shirt. Hatter stared at her.
"Don't take this the wrong way," he said. "But you're kind of weird."
Jin rolled her eyes, but she was smiling.
"How am I supposed to not take that the wrong way? What other way could there be to take that?"
Hatter's grin was lopsided.
"You want me to not think you're weird? Answer some questions."
Jin chewed on the end of the grass.
"Fine," she said begrudgingly. She could always lie. "What happened to your parents?"
Hatter asked. "My mother's dead."
"And your father?" "As good as."
Without meaning to, Jin's voice had taken on an edge, sharp as the knife she still hid in her boot.
"Did he leave you on Tamsi Prime?" Hatter asked.
"No," Jin said, her eyes focusing on the horizon. "My father didn't leave me on Tamsi Prime. Saw did."
"Saw? Who's he?"
Now Hatter had an edge to his voice. Jin shot him a look, trying to figure him out. He sounded almost like he wanted to protect her, which was ridiculous. He hardly knew her, and she didn't need protecting.
"He's who I was living with. Kind of like family. We work together."
Hatter squinted.
"Which is it? Someone you lived with like family or a business partner?"
"Can't he be both?" Jin asked.
"No," Hatter said in a way that made Jin feel like she was slow. "If someone's your family, they're not your employer or just someone you share a house with. They're important."
He seemed to be struggling with the right words to make Jin understand. Jin thought of Saw. What had he been to her? He had been everything. The only one she thought she could trust. But what had she been to him? He'd left her on Tamsi Prime.
He had to,
she told herself, remembering Rhys. But he hadn't come back for her. She thought of the sure way Lieutenant Colonel Senjax had spoken of the defeat of the rebels. She thought of Saw's injuries, the way he had coughed blood.
"Doesn't matter," Jin said, swallowing her emotion. "He's probably dead now."
"Oh." Hatter didn't speak again for a while, but then he said,
"So you just got on the nearest ship and left?"
"Pretty much. I want to do that basically all the time." Hatter sighed. "But the only real ship on school that's not a planet hopper is Mum's. And the point is to get away, like you did. Just get on a random ship and see where it takes me." Jin gaped at the boy. Did he not get it? She hadn't just hopped on Akshaya's ship for fun. She'd been betrayed, hungry, alone, desperate. She'd had nothing, no one left. Nobody got on a ship going anywhere if they had ties binding them to someone else. Nobody willingly became adrift.
"What?"
Hatter asked when he noticed Jin's face. She shook her head.
It wasn't his fault he didn't know what it meant to lose everything. Just thinking how stupid you are, she said in a casual voice, leaning back. You're weird, and I'm stupid. Hatter copied her, flopping down on the grass. We're quite the match.